All right, let's do it. So we're now continuing in the Olam HaSimcha, the world of happiness, which unfortunately escapes us many times. Kuf Chof Bet. The bottom.
Josh Jerome and Noah Gluck. Again, Josh Jerome and Noah
Midas.
Gluck. Please come to Dr. Katz's office.
Let's begin. Midas HaSimcha Atzuma Mo. The idea of Simcha is so great, so powerful. Again, many of us, how do we walk around the days? We just worry about anger, but a lot of times, like,
Eli Rubin, Yitzi Walkoff, Alex Israel, please come to Dr. Mike's office. Yitzi Walkoff, Eli Rubin.
Wow.
Alex Israel.
Let's go. David Melech Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu. David Melech said, Bitzar, in my distress, Hirchavtali, you relieved me, you've made it wide for me. Shematmi Rav Shmuel Yaakov Sofer Shlita Lefarish. So you heard from Rav Sofer how to explain this. Kishadam shari bitzar. When a person's in pain, hutzar mode, he's very tzar, he's very narrow, tunnel vision, very confined. Vein lo dakoach lizbol et ma'oro sa'olam. When a person's upset, he doesn't have the ability to endure the happenings of this world. When he's down and depressed and hurting, he can't do it, he can't deal with life. When a person's happy, energetic, he's full of strength, he's alive, he's vibrant. He has the ability, the mindset. He could be strengthened over his challenges. He could accept everything with love. That guy who's happy. Happiness is the fuel, it's the energy. It keeps us going. It's the gas in the tank. I could keep going. I could persevere. I could get through this. And you're just walking around and you're floating. Because Shadam nimsa ba'atzvus, but when a person's in a state of atzvus, of a sadness, gam advar mektanim nechshavim legdolim, even the small things look like huge things, look like mountains to overcome. Ukeshadam hu besimcha, and when a person's happy, afilu hadvar magdolim nechshavim legtanim, even the big things look like small things. It's so true. When we're happy, the big things look small. When we're upset, the small things look huge. Happiness, as we're going to learn, is a destination, it's a mindset, it's a choice, but it really determines and molds our day. Va'od, kishadam atzuv, hu shakur b'nyene atmo v'olam otzar mod. When a person said, unfortunately what happens, he's only completely invested in his own life, his own world, his own dalet amos, his world's so narrow. When you're down and you're hurting, it's all about you, you can't think about anybody else, and we've all been there. It's just so narrow, you're stuck. When a person's happy and alive, he's not invested only in himself. He's looking and he's worried about the world that surrounds him. He's much more open, he's much more alive. How could I help him? How could I help him? In my tsar, you made it so wide for me. I think what it means is, when you're down, everything looks so massive, so huge. But when you're fire, happy, even the big things look very small. You have much more simcha, and you're willing, able, excited to help others and lead a very happy and vibrant life.